Victor Portas is a community activist from United for Social Justice in Utah. He's disappointed that the Supreme Court did not strike down Arizona's Show Me Your Papers provision and is nervous about what that might mean for Utah.
To me, this means like racial profiling. You know, you're harassing people for the color of their skin, basically. And for like the Supreme Court not to challenge that, for me, is a big disappointment.
Esperanza Granados is a public policy advocate with the ACLU of Utah. She says U.S. District Court Judge Clark Waddups will have to address the civil rights arguments that were not considered by the High Court in Arizona's case.
Our judge here will have to address the civil rights arguments as well, which include the racial profiling component. So here in Utah, we are not done yet. And even in Arizona, it's not the end of it. There are still ongoing issues that need to be resolved definitively.
Utah Attorney General Mark Shurtleff says that while both states have a Show Me Your Papers provision, Utah's law does not have the same issues with racial profiling. Arizona police are required to ask for documentation when making a stop, even for minor infractions. In Utah, police would check status based only on a probable cause arrest for felonies or serious misdemeanors. Shurtleff says at least one major question did get resolved when the Supreme Court decided that citizens should not be stopped simply for being undocumented.
This is something that people have debated here in this state off and on constantly, and that is it a crime to be in this country in an undocumented status? Is it a crime? Justice Kennedy specifically said it is not a crime to remain in this country when you're in a removable status, meaning you don't have documents. That's why they ruled, because it is a civil federal responsibility that the federal government has said this is ours and ours alone.
State Representative Rebecca Chavez-Hawk says the ruling makes it clear that immigration reform should be happening at a federal level.
I am heartened by the fact that the Supreme Court said that this is a federal issue. It continues to be a federal issue, and that gives us a lot of support for Utah continuing to make our argument to Congress that they need to be dealing with implementing comprehensive immigration reform so we don't have to have these very disconcerting piecemeal laws at a state level.
In the meantime, immigrants and law enforcement officials are still in a holding pattern until the federal court makes its decision. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.